Okay, so today we're diving in something pretty interesting. We're looking at South African Business Matters.
SABM.
Yeah, SABM. And you know, when I first heard about this, I thought,
Another business platform.
yeah, exactly right. Just another networking thing.
Yeah.
But digging a little deeper, like we do here,
Right.
it's pretty clear that this is not just a typical group of, business folks getting together to,
Swap business cards.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly right.
It's way more interesting than that.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
let's talk about it. What is South African Business Matters?
Right.
What is SABM?
Well, at its core, I think SABM is all about this idea that for South Africa to really thrive,
Right.
its businesses need to succeed not just individually, but as a collective.
So it's like this whole rising tide lifts all boats kind of.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they actually managed to bring together this incredibly diverse group of people. You've
Yeah.
got mining executives sitting down with journalists,
Wow.
PR experts, even people advocating for mental health awareness.
It's interesting that they bring together people who wouldn't normally.
Right. It's not your typical business crowd.
Yeah. So how does that all work? I mean,
Yeah.
who is actually behind South African Business Matters?
That's a great question, and it's kind of part of what makes them unique.
Okay.
They've got this really broad network involved in running things.
Okay.
You've got experienced business leaders, obviously, but also policymakers, journalists who really understand the South African landscape.
Oh, yeah.
And even PR professionals who can get the message out there.
So it's like a built-in way to amplify what they're doing.
Exactly. It's very strategic. They've created this sort of ecosystem where you have all these different perspectives coming together.
Right. And that kind of goes back to what you were saying about the whole collective.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're bringing in all these different voices.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's clearly more than just a networking group.
Oh, definitely.
What makes SABM different from, say, just attending a conference?
Well, I think the big difference is that SABM is really focused on having these in-depth conversations about the real challenges facing South African businesses.
So instead of just, the same old presentations and panels.
Yeah, it's much more interactive and solution-oriented.
Okay, so give me an example. Like, how does that work in practice?
Sure, let's take the mining industry, for instance.
Yep.
It's a huge part of the South African economy, but it faces all sorts of complex regulatory hurdles.
Right.
So SABM creates a space where mining companies, regulators, and even community leaders can come together and really hash things out.
Oh, wow. So they're bringing in everyone who has a stake in the issue.
Exactly. And that's where the real progress happens, when you get everyone in the same room and encourage open dialogue.
So instead of everyone just fighting for their own little corner,
Right.
they're actually trying to find solutions that work for everyone.
Yeah, that's the whole philosophy behind SABM. It's all about collaboration.
Okay.
And they apply this same approach to everything from education reform to supporting small businesses.
Wow. So they've really taken this collaborative model and run with it.
They have, and I think it's pretty inspiring.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like SABM is really giving professionals a voice, a chance to shape the future of business in South Africa.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so unique. They empower people to become active participants in shaping the business landscape.
It's like they're saying South African business matters, and you can be a part of making it better.
Precisely.
So for everyone listening, think about this for a second. Could this model be replicated elsewhere? Could you imagine a North American Tech Matters or a European Sustainability Matters?
It's a really interesting thought, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
if it's working in South Africa, maybe it could work in other contexts as well.
It's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah, it is. So keep that in mind as you continue to dive deep into the world around you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
See you next time.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Hi.